Penguin Audio presents Talking to Girls About Duran Duran by Rob Sheffield. Read by Scott Shepherd. Introduction. If you ever step into the Wayback Machine and zip to the 1980s, you will have some interesting conversations, even though nobody will believe a word you say. You can tell people the 20th century will end without a nuclear war, the Soviet Union will dissolve, the Berlin Wall will come down, and people will start using these things called ringtones that make their pants randomly sing Eye of the Tiger. America will elect a black president who spent his college days listening to the B-52s. But there's one claim nobody will believe. Duran Duran are still famous. I can't believe it myself. I've always been a Duran Duran fan. I was an 80s kid, so I grew up on them. I watched Simon Le Bon and Nick Rhodes give Save a Prayer its world premiere live on MTV. I listened hard to the lyrics of Is There Something I Should Know and pondered its existential vision of romantic love. I've studied their fashion, learned their wives' names, bought their solo albums. I've always been obsessed with Duran Duran, but even more so, I've been obsessed with how girls talk about them. I'm pretty sure Duran Duran would cease to exist if girls ever stopped talking about them, except they never do. Talking to girls about Duran Duran? It's how I've spent my life. I count on the Fab Five to help me understand all the females in my life, all the crushes and true loves, the sisters and housemates, the friends and flames and confidants and allies. Girls like to talk, and if you are a boy and you want to learn how to listen to girl talk, start a conversation, keep it going, that means you have to deal with Duran Duran. You learn to talk about what the girls want to talk about. And it is a truth universally acknowledged that the girls want to talk about Duran Duran. My little sister Caroline understands. It's like talking to boys about wrestling, she says. You can't just name check, Hulk Hogan or Roddy Piper, because all that means is you used to watch WWF with your brother. So you have to act casual and mention Billy Jack Haynes or Hercules Hernandez. Then the boys are putty in your hands. I've never heard of these wrestlers, though I assume my sister knows what she's talking about. But I guess Duran Duran are an obsession for me because they were the girls' band that I loved, and because I loved them at a time when I was figuring out what it meant to be a guy. So trying to figure them out is how I keep figuring myself out. There's a character in a Kingsley Amis novel who asks, "Why did I like women's breasts so much?" I was clear on why I liked them, thanks. But why did I like them so much? I wonder the same thing about Duran Duran. I get why women love them, but why do women love them so much? I feel like if I could solve that riddle, I could solve a lot of others. The Duranis like girls. Like Bowie or the Beatles, they like girls enough to want to look like girls. The admiration was mutual, and at this point they have been famous and beloved for 30 years. It's fair to say at that time, we all thought this band would be forgotten by now, yet everyone in the Western world can still sing Hungry Like the Wolf. Simon, Nick, John, Andy, and Roger remain icons of adolescent female desire. Even the tenderoni who weren't even born in the 80s know what Girls on Film is about and nurture that special relationship all ladies seem to share with John. Sometimes also Roger, frequently Simon, not Andy. How did this happen? The 80s, obviously. I was 13 when the 80s began and 23 when they ended, so this was the era of my adolescence, and I never figured anybody would remember the 80s fondly after they were over. But like everything else that happened in the 80s, Duran Duran symbolized teenage yearnings. Girls still grow up memorizing Pretty in Pink and Dirty Dancing during those constant weekend TV marathons. Anytime 16 Candles comes on, my sisters can recite every scene word for word. If I'm lucky, I get in a few Jake lines. When Michael Jackson, John Hughes, and Patrick Swayze died, these were national days of mourning. Every night in your town, you can find a bar somewhere hosting an awesome 80s prom night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?